of mine living in the city. A neighbor of mine, everyone should know. This neighbor of mine have my life in misery. Every time you see he turn on his old radio. Any time of day, whether morning, noon or evening, he jamming, he blasting. Whether I'm at work or whether I'm simply resting, believe me friends, I can't get away from him. But the kind of things he does get up to does have me laughing at him. So I have to come to the conclusion that the fella must be crazy. He must be crazy. He tried to stop the government from implementing 4%. Was up and down on the pavement, creating an embarrassment. Crazy. He have no sense of occasion or when to plan demonstration. He have no sense of protocol. Some people say no sense at all. Crazy. But we say it's sad. The man must be mad. When his mind tell him he might jam a local, or if the thing take him jam a kaiso. Otherwise all day man is nothing special. You just feel to go and turn off the old radio. If you hear the kind of fellas he have in studio, a Bruni, a Donsi, and some kind of creatures you hear in on them talk shows. A bottom brain and a social suey. When you hear them carrying on, what does hurt me most is the pointless talk after 10 o'clock with the social suey as host. He must be crazy. He tried to enter parliament, Granby he tried to represent, but that could cause embarrassment and would be to their detriment. Crazy. Insult them people publicly by calling their Piero a donkey, and still have the audacity to want them people vote for he. Crazy. He treat Matt so bad that Matt say he mad. Always think he in competition with the other set in the area, but he must practice proper sanitation and not to have his shoes hanging in the air. When the radio on, especially the early morning, he washing his dirty linen. Everything he have going in the washing machine, his hat, his shoes, and even his underwear. What does have me ill at ease? And one thing I fear, that the man liable to spread disease if he's stinking shoes in the air. He must be crazy. The man committing sacrilege, the man creating an outrage. Imagine in this day and age, he murdering the queen language. Crazy. Some educators accuse him of promoting illiteracy. In broadcasting his cautiony, he have a bachelor's degree. Crazy. My good friend called Chad, tell me the man mad. I hear them say he turned to religion. People tell me that he want to spread some joy. But the bishop say he should say an act of contrition for the character of people he tries to destroy. The man always talking aloud and saying nothing. He jabbing, his mouth he running, and always on matters which really don't concern him. I honestly believe he should take a rest. Even Case Court tell me the man is a pest. So he had no choice, take his radio and turn on to DBS. He must be crazy. He think he have all the answers, embarrassing his announcers, always cutting across them. The man for them is a problem. He's spreading misinformation. He and his partner called Linton, his partner Kieran Pinatburn, say the man have a lot to learn. Crazy. Kamala was sad. She said the man mad.